Here on KX 93.5, I'm Jason Feddy. Laguna's only FM is the radio station. And you are listening to it. Unless there's something weird going on in your brain box. But I suspect that if you're hearing my voice now, you are listening to KX 93.5. The voice of Laguna Beach. Bob Hawkins is with me, guitar player extraordinaire and recent sufferer of a heart attack. Did a thing, there's been a thing at the coach house thing at Mozambique to try and help, because this was, you know, when I had my thing, my bills were $6,000 or something, and it was, you know, it was paid for pretty quickly. But you've got, you know, a quadruple bypass, and there's some recovery time involved in this.
Yes, there is.
You know, and we all know that musicians are undervalued. Some of them are overrated, but most of them are undervalued around town. And if you go to a restaurant and you see Bob and John and whoever, Nick, I, whatever, and you go and you go to a restaurant or a hotel or whatever, and you don't pay for that entertainment, and you don't pay any extra, your drinks are no more expensive in the bar that's got a band than the bar that hasn't got a band. So, you know, you can imagine people are not getting paid huge amounts of money. And when things fall apart, people don't have health insurance, they don't, certainly don't have any sort of COBRA or whatever it is. Or what's that thing where you know, you get some employment insurance and you get some money from somewhere? Or, you know what I mean?
We
don't have any. Yeah, we don't have any of that. We don't. We just got to sort of live or die by the sword, as it were. Now, I'm sure that there was some money made at the gigs there, but there's another thing that people can do, and this is a really good. A way to get something that's really worth having. You're not just dumping money in Bob's pocket so he can spend it on beer and cheese. Is that what you do? I had a heart attack. I think I'm just going to get a bunch of cheese.
Or omega-3s.
Right. There's a guitar now on eBay. You can reach it by going to the Rickenbacker website, rickenbacker.com. Famous guitar manufacturers. Bob's pointing. I thought it was his nipple, but it's not. It's his T-shirt.
Well, I was pointing at my nipple.
It's got the letter R on it. It was a Rickenbacker T-shirt. So Rickenbacker, the inventors of the solid body electric guitar. I mean, so famous. The Beatles famously used their guitars. Who else? Apart from the band that we're going to mention in a minute. Tom Petty famously plays a 12-string. Pete Townsend. The Birds. What's his name?
Roger McGuinn.
Roger McGuinn. Wait a minute. Well, who are you saying, Ava? Lemmy from Motorhead. Nice one. Well done. In fact, you know what? I'm gonna queue up a Motorhead song to go into after we've talked about this. So yeah, lots of famous people have used these guitars, and they're sort of, you know, it's the Rolls Royce really of guitars. I personally think, and they have very kindly donated a guitar and made a guitar and donated it to the cause. But not only have they donated this guitar, which is a Rickenbacker 360. What is it? Was that the George Harrison? Is that where he played a 360?
Yeah, I think he did. Yeah.
So it's that classic shape Rickenbacker guitar. Rickenbacker 360. Rickenbacker as a corporation have donated this guitar. And not only that, but they have sent it around the country. And all members of the band REM have signed it, including Michael Stipe, who never signs anything.
And that
especially
was
not checks, I've heard.
That was a logistical tour de force to get that pickguard around the country. Had to be FedExed everywhere to get these guys.
So it's the pickguard of the guitar, not the guitar itself, but the white pickguard below the strings kind of thing that's been sent around the country. And wow, that's amazing, really, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever met those guys, those REM guys? Wow, so nice of them.
It is. It's amazing.
Yeah.
I hope I do get to meet them sometime and thank them.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That would be brilliant. We should get them to play at the Festival of Music next year. That's what I'm going to put in a little thing for that. But it's online. It's at the Rickenbacker website. You can click on the front page of rickenbacker.com. There's a line that says something like, forget what it says now, help a fellow musician. And it links to eBay. And it says REM autograph Rickenbacker 360 Jet Glow for Bob Hawkins' benefit. Good,
very,
that.
Very good.
And John Hall of Rickenbacker is texting me now. Don't forget to plug the auction. What does that mean? Is that this?
The auction for the guitar, yeah.
All right, okay, good.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so we're doing it now, John, we're doing it. Right now the guitar is at, the bids are at $3,550. There are 20 bids. that's not enough. This thing's worth way more than that. The guitar's worth more than that. So I think it's just going to creep up, but I want, you know, just want people to know and to go to that website, go to eBay and look for that guitar. Rickenbacker.com. Where are you playing in town this week, Bobs?
Tonight, I'm back at Mozambique for the first time since before my my little event.
With Nick?
Yeah, with Nick.
That's a big event as well tonight then.
Tomorrow afternoon, I'm with Karen Benson at the Sawdust.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to very gently, yet very efficiently, make my way to the Lumberyard and finish out the night with John Troy.
Wow. Two gigs tomorrow night. Yeah. You're doing all right, Bobs. It's very, very good to see you well, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
You know, I don't like to look at my own mortality, but it's equally shocking to notice the mortality of my friends. So really, really good to see you looking so well. And good luck with this thing. That's an incredible guitar, rickenbacker.com. Any other websites we should be mentioning?
The one I don't have?
Yeah, you should be getting yourself organized now, Bobs. Time's passing. Bob Hawkins, everybody, local legend and a great friend of Kate's 93.5's and mine. This is Laguna's Only FM. We are Laguna's Only FM.